All right, so yeah, there is a underground network always working to shut down the truth, to harass, to torment, to persecute, to play games and mind games and all that. And what is that network? It's Babylon. It's the death cult. You're this body of sin, Paul says. You're born in a death cult. The earth plane, the god of this world system, is the death cult. Yeah, God created this earth to benefit mankind. But if you look around you, it's death and resurrection, death and resurrection. It points to Jesus' resurrection, but there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, and the former things won't be remembered. Now, the cross, the story of the cross is always being preached. You might say, well, where's the negative side of the cross where Jesus had to go to the cross? Well, they're going to be burning in hell forever, and the earth will be far, the new heaven and new earth, the new earth will be far removed from that situation. It will not come into remembrance anymore. So you can use the resurrection power of Christ, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. But if you live in sin, you're going to die. If you live in the death cult, you're going to die. If you hang out with the death creatures, you're going to die. The dead in Christ will be risen. When we die, absent from the body, present with the Lord, before the cross, they were in paradise. And when Jesus rose, they came up out of the ground, walked on earth before they went to their glorified body. But long story short, you're surrounded by a bunch of cult members, liars, cheaters, con artists, scammers, gamers, players, thieves. If somebody's been lying to you, I'm talking about a chronic liar based on lies. Run, because it's the death call. Run. And if it's a chronic liar, the devil's a liar, and the devil was a murderer from the beginning. He's a liar and a murderer. Those two are married. You can't separate the two. Somebody who's a liar is a murderer. There's a lot of people in the death cult that are religious but lost, you know. There's a lot of new terminology coming on the scene because of narcissism and all the monkey branching, the gaslighting and all that stuff. All the games that they play is all lies. The gaslighting, the future faking, all that stuff. The player, really, a narcissist is a player, a liar, a cheater, a murderer, a thief, an usurper, a con artist. They've learned to survive like that from a child. So my point is, this whole message is what I'm trying to say is with the internet and the teachings, and we're starting to see the hive as the day approaches, as Jesus is returning, more truth is appearing, the devil's lies. I mean, why do you think they create so much chaos in the government right now? Because they're trying to hide. They're trying to keep people from waking up. The only reason for the drama is to keep you from being self-aware and waking up. You know. It's wild. It is wild, wild stuff. And so the dictators, the pharaohs, the sadists, the legalist, the Jezebel, the Delilah. They're all being revealed, the scorner. Their words reveal what they are. And like I say, if you don't understand the win-win in God's creation, and you're just thinking win-lose, then something's wrong. If all you can think about is win-lose and think that's normal, I got to get over on them before they get over on me. Some people think that way. They live that way their whole life. If they don't love themselves, they don't love you. If it's not reciprocal, I mean, you shouldn't have to tell them this. I mean, this should be just common sense. You shouldn't have to tell them. And then when you tell them and they try to justify it, manipulate it, and then later on they come back and say, oh, okay, I've changed, but you took notes and you kept the notes and you're going to keep the notes for 2 or 3 years, because not only will it protect you from this master manipulator, but 1313 is what that is. The master manipulator is the 1313, but they always come back because they destroy relationships because they're liars. You know? And so they come back and tell you what you want to hear again. And I don't know if they're keeping notes to deceive you, or mental notes. Maybe they're keeping mental notes, but they've told so many lies they can't remember all their lies. And they'll say something and you say, well, no, that didn't happen. That wasn't me. I didn't say that. Somebody else said it. Your other boyfriend, or they said that. I didn't say that. If you're married to one of them, they're trying to. Here's what they're trying to do. They always want to have some flying monkeys, but the flying monkeys always get tired of them too. Even their own families ostracize them and get tired of them and just don't even want anything to do with them because they know what they are. But they'll always come back with some, try to get some flying monkeys to attack you and make you feel like you're all isolated and alone, and you're the problem, and it's really them, because it's a mirror world. The death cult, they're trying to be alive, but they're dead. And so what happens? They have to mirror life, but they have no life. So it's just a false image. So you have life, you're saved, you're born again, you're living in truth, you love the truth, you can rightly divide the word of truth, and so you're living in truth, you're actually embodying truth, they're embodying death, they know they're dead, but they don't want you to know it, and one of the reasons you know they're dead is because they abuse themselves. And so the death cult is dead, the members of the death cult are dead. Satan's dead. He's a defeated foe. They're actually defeated. But they want to put up a mirror image, a projection that's not really real. They're defeated. They're liars. They're con artists. They're schemers. They're defeated. They have no truth. But they mirror image the people who are alive. I've actually seen one in the real world take on... They actually took on a person's characteristics. I actually saw that because everybody liked this person. Everybody thought she was great and all this. And they took on that lady's personality. But the mask always slips. It'll always slip because it's just a mirror. It's a false construct. I actually saw that. And you probably have seen it too if you really think back in your life. You think, well, that person completely changed and they're sounding just like this person. And you're like, what? Everybody likes that person, so they had to become that person. But it's a false construct. But they actually take on that person's characteristics. For real. I was in shock when I saw it. And when I put all the puzzle pieces together, 2 + 2 = 4, I said, what? And I never told anybody. And I was in shock. that somebody is that disconnected from themselves, because there's no self, that they have to take on somebody else's identity just to make it. And you're like, bizarro land stuff, you know. Well, it's just wild, people. It is crazy, off the roof, insane. But it makes total sense if you understand that you're born in a death cult until you get born again. You're born in sin. So if you're born in sin and your body's going back to the grave, your fingernails are dead, your hair is dead, your skin, the top part is dead. Why don't they tell you in school that the liver regenerates itself if you catch it in time? You can actually cut a piece of liver off of somebody else, put it in your liver, and it regenerates. Why don't they tell you that? That, you know, they say the pancreas, the beta cells don't regenerate, but I'm thinking I heard somebody talk about, I don't know if it was molasses or something that helps regenerate the beta cells. I went to the food line and got some molasses. They love the death cult, the lies of the system. The devil lied to Eve, and it's still happening today. They're running around like a chicken with their head cut off, thinking they're going somewhere, and they're going nowhere. They're in a loop. They're blinded by everything, the noise, the system. Every day's repeating the same stuff over and over. Instead of getting in the Word of God and the Bible and the truth, they want to get into other books and other strange doctrines and doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils, because the same thing that happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. The devil's a liar, a deceiver, and there's snakes and devils everywhere and false teachings and all that stuff. And they just keep going around, and just instead of cracking open the Bible and believing it and reading it, they get more and more delusional. God sends them strong delusions because they hate the truth. The cults and the isms, the members of those churches and organizations and all, they're the flying monkeys that try to keep it going, but it's the devil system, and it always collapses. Good morning. The devil system and the lies always collapse and fall in on themselves, implode. It actually doesn't really explode, it implodes because it falls in on itself, because there's no foundation. It's just all shaky ground. There's no concrete foundation that just falls in on itself. And they believe the illusions of the system. But they've learned to survive that way, so they create a new bubble, and that's why the narcissist monkey branch to the next one, to the next one. They always have to have a new supply. They're having sex with this one. They kick that one out, and they go have sex with this one. That one get, they kick that one out. They try to go back to their old supply, and you're like, you're sick. Get away from me. We can see through you. We know what you're doing. You're still sick. You're in the snakes. You're in the death cult. The snake's death cult. Genesis 3. Hath God said. So when they come up to you and say, well, there's other books besides the Bible. Hath God said? Hath God said? Hath God said? They always say the same thing in Genesis 3. Throw away your Bible. Let's read this book. Hath God said? Throw away the Bible. Read the book of Enoch. Hath God said? Genesis 3, snake, right in your face, even now, even today. There's no new game. The devil has no new game. About a year ago, I said, if anybody tries to, so let's go have a drink. They're my enemy. I know they're my enemy. Pour them wine and new wine take away the heart. That verse tells you wine and new wine take away the heart, so you know what their game is. When certain key words are together in one verse, that you can decode what somebody's motive is. There's so many hath God said lies in this system right now that I kind of feel sorry for people who can't see it, because they're going to be trapped. Somebody says, let's go to the bar. You're an enemy of my soul. Let's go have fun. You're an enemy of my soul. Look the word fun up in the etymology. It ain't a good word. Let's have some fun. That ain't a good word. Sorry. Some people saw me building up a vision and dream building up. And I remember through the years, let's have fun. You need to go have some fun. You need to go cut loose. You know what these people were doing? I look back and every single one of them, you need to have some fun. You need to have cut loose. They were trying to get you out of God's blessing so they could still kill and destroy and vampire all of you. And also, if they can cause you to fall, they get a thrill out of that. Like I said, they're sadists. If they can cause somebody pain, that makes them think they're God. If they can control your emotions, they're God. If they can control your destiny, they're God. They get a kick out of that. They're sadists. They're liars, they're cheaters, they're con artists, they're manipulators, they're future fakers. Everything out of their, and they've done it so long, it has become second nature to them, and they think it's normal, and the people they hang out with do it, and so they think everybody else is doing it, and if you're not doing it, they think you're lying. Seriously. They think you're evil, because they're evil. They have to project onto you what's in them. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that they go down, 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 and everybody abandons, and everybody gets tired of their junk and cuts them loose. And they run to I need to eat my breakfast, but I'm going to end it there. It just gets worse. That's all I can do.